Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio Vaccine. If you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts on all our previous episodes there. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. So on Thursday, President Biden tweeted, quote, "The rule is now simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do." I could just see him now scolding. Yes, do this. The choice is yours. So not long after Biden made his veiled threat on Thursday, the FBI also threatened people about forging proof of vaccination. Joining us now to talk about the legality of all this is Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt. General, thank you for joining us this evening.
Well, my pleasure, John. Always good to be with you.
He comes on. I think people say I have a radio voice. Derek, run for governor. Don't, because otherwise I would lose my job to you in a heartbeat. You've got that voice. I'd be out in a heartbeat.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, maybe a retirement job. You and I can team up. What do you
Ooh,
think?
Ooh, yeah, I like that. With Schmidt and Whitmer in the mornings. Ooh, I could do that. All right. 8 years from now, give me a call. We'll do it.
There you go. Sounds good, buddy. Sounds good.
So, General, a press release from the Chicago Division of the Federal Bureau of Investigation is warning, in particular, this came out of the Illinois office, warning Illinois residents about the dangers involved in the illegal sale of fraudulent COVID-19 vaccination cards. And then they go on to say that faking a vaccination card to claim immunization is a federal crime. First off, is it? Let's start there. Is it a federal crime to fake a vaccination card or have one or present one?
Well, I read the report from the FBI or the release from the FBI, and if you read it carefully, what they actually said was misuse of the federal government seal is a federal crime. And because many of these fake cards or bogus cards have a copy of the seal on it, it's the use of the seal that violates federal law, not necessarily the use of the card itself. But in any event, that's what they're saying.
When I first read this story, I looked at it and I thought to myself, you know, they don't seem to be arresting people for looting stores or occupying federal buildings in Seattle or Portland, but heaven forbid you claim to be vaccinated when you're not, then you're going to Sing Sing. You know, they just seem to have their priorities so out of whack.
I think that's exactly the way to say it, John. They've just got their priorities wrong. I mean, violent crime was up in this country. The homicide rate was way up in this country in most of our major cities last year. Obviously, you mentioned Portland, and there's plenty of real work protecting Americans from public safety risks that the FBI and other federal authorities can be doing. You know, that's not to say that they should ignore any other violation of federal law, but my goodness, I don't think that worrying about, you know, use of the seal on some card is, you know, probably worth a press release. I mean, let me be quick to say, people should not be out there using fake or fraudulent vaccination cards.
Sure.
We've asked you know, we've asked Amazon and some of the other sellers, stop selling these things on your site. I mean, you know, nobody's going to be going to jail, or at least they shouldn't be, but doggone it, it's not lawful to lie. I mean, it's not lawful to go out there and fraudulently represent, you know, your vaccination status. Just be silent on it. But in any event, don't go buy a bogus card. But that doesn't mean that the FBI ought to be saying, by golly, everybody, it's a federal crime and we're coming after you. Yeah, come on, get your priorities straight.
So let's talk a little bit about the notion of vaccine passports, which I think is ironic in its just in its origin as well, because, you know, the left isn't doing anything about illegal border crossings. They refuse to allow voter ID, but they want American citizens to show proof of vaccination. It just, again, it seems like they're talking out of both sides of their mouth here. Are vaccine passports, the notion of it, is it legal? It seems like there's privacy issues or HIPAA protections, or I guess that's the question I have, is what are the legality or the implications for a business that requires it or a government that may want to require it?
Well, there sure can't be a government in Kansas requiring it. In fact, the legislature just included a provision in the latest budget bill that would forbid any government entity from requiring a so-called vaccine passport proof of vaccination in order to access some sort of government facility or government benefit. And although I suppose the governor could line item veto that, she's also said in a very general sense that she has, I think her phrase was, no interest in vaccine passports. So I'm hopeful she will sign that into law and sort of take all that off the table. Obviously, it's a little bit different on the business side. I mean, obviously, you know, private entities engaged in private transactions have much more leeway in terms of, you know, what they require somebody to do in order to take advantage of that transaction. But still, there are limitations. And you raise HIPAA. I do think there are some real questions about, you know, the limitations on private entities, private businesses included, being able to demand personal medical information of people in order to engage in commerce in the public square. So, you know, I just think sort of the big picture here, it seems to me, is this. I mean, if you look at the arc of the pandemic over the last, what's it been, 14 months or something like that now, you know, this has been a real sugar high for lots of people who really sort of approach the role of government micromanagement of our lives with a relish. I mean, they really like the idea that they've been in control. You've got bureaucrats, you've got others who, you know, have been in the headlines and have exercised command and control over people's lives in a way they never have before, and we certainly hope never will again in our lifetimes. And, you know, I think there's something going on here as well on the backside of the pandemic, thankfully, where it's hard to let go of that rush if you're some of these folks, and they're looking for additional ways to sort of micromanage and control our lives. And, you know, we just need to politely but firmly say, no, we're done. Put all that behind us. Stop it. We're going to live in liberty going forward. That's the norm in America.
I love that notion, the sugar high notion. And you're right. I mean, much like a business can say, no shirt, no shoe, no service. I think, if they want to require some kind of proof. The downside is, I think if they started doing that and were really aggressive about it, I think we'd let the market fix that problem, because I imagine, especially in a state like this, if a business really started doing quote-unquote vaccine passports, I think they'd see it at their bottom line. Let me pivot a little bit and ask you how the campaign's going. I know you've been around. I saw you were down here in Wichita recently for a couple of events. You're at the Pompeo event. You had a meet and greet recently. What's the response been? What are you hearing from folks? How's the campaign going?
You know, John, so far it's going great. We're obviously just getting things ramped up. It's on the early side of the campaign, but we've been meeting with folks, talking with folks, Kansans across the board, but especially Republicans, because obviously that's our base. Those are the folks that want to be sure that we elect a conservative governor come November of 2022. And, you know, our team is ready to win this thing, and so far the response has just been phenomenal.
Well, you know, it was nice to see you. We had a chance to say hello at the Kansans for Life event with Mike Pompeo, and I think it'll be interesting. I'm not sure. I keep hearing some rumors. We actually had Wink Hartman on here at the not too long ago on the show, here 15 minutes or so ago, and I asked him. He wouldn't commit. So it's amazing how that works. A lot of people still playing around in this, but it'll be interesting to see how the campaign goes, and I'm sure we'll have you on again. If folks are interested, they can visit. If they want to donate or volunteer, get more information, they can visit schmidtforkansas.com, correct?
Absolutely, and I'd welcome everybody, all your listeners, to check that out and learn a little more about the campaign and help us out. We are welcoming volunteers, donors, anybody that wants to help us. Be sure that we nominate the strongest candidate to defeat Laura Kelly in November of 22.
Well, in general, the other thing I would encourage them to do, you guys, your office puts out a tremendous amount of information for, I get your emails all the time on cases, on results of cases, on stuff that your office is doing. I would highly recommend that they visit your office and sign up for that newsletter as well, because the information that you guys put out is really, it's fascinating. I had no idea how involved you guys are, how many cases that you're handling on a daily basis. So I recommend that they do that as well. General, thank you again for joining us this evening. Carry on the fight, my friend.
We'll do it, John. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Derek. We're going to pay a few bills, and when we return, we'll talk with Representative Stephen Johnson about his campaign for Kansas State Treasurer. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.